I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Almost 14,000 children and adolescents in the United States are diagnosed with cancer each year. To talk about what's new related to childhood cancer is Dr. Jacqueline Kravecka. She's an associate professor of pediatrics and a pediatric hematologist-oncologist at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Kravecka, what are some of the most significant advances in treating childhood cancer that have made a positive difference in recent years?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. And if we look at 50 years ago, a diagnosis of childhood cancer was fatal, whereas now we're able to cure over 80% of children with cancer. And one of the ways we've been able to do that is by figuring out which children need more aggressive chemotherapy, which need less. The addition of we call targeted therapies, specific medicines that are working on the specific pathway that the childhood cancer has, have been an improvement. The addition now of immunotherapy is starting to make a big difference.
We hear a lot about tailoring treatments and targeted therapies. What can you tell us about that approach specifically for children who have cancer?
In pediatrics, we know like certain leukemias have a certain genetic signature for which there's a drug specific for that. So that's one example. Another thing that is happening nationally is a clinical trial called the NCI Match that first opened in adults and is now going to be done in children. And we actually have a new approach here at MUSC that we've been doing for relapse cancers in which the tumor is biopsied and then we look at what's altered genetically and have a tumor board look at what's abnormal and are able to predict drugs for that tumor.
And what is a tumor board? Tell us more about that concept of a tumor board.
So what's great about a tumor board is that we have a panel of experts around the country. We have two reviewers, a primary, secondary reviewer, who review all the genetic information, all what's abnormal, in addition to a group of scientists and a pharmacist who come up with a treatment plan. And it's not only one person looking at it, but a panel of experts.
And this is done for the individual child with cancer?
It is.
Is there research specifically going on here that is related to precision medicine for children with cancer?
Yes, we have an open trial through the Beat Childhood Cancer Consortium where four relapse patients we're doing this. And what's very exciting is for a cancer called neuroblastoma, we're actually doing the sequencing up front and adding a targeted therapy or specific therapy to that patient's standard treatment. And our hope is that by adding this targeted medicine, we're able to improve the outcome for that child.
Dr. Kravecka, what are some of the most pressing challenges related to childhood cancer that still need to be worked out?
I think one of the biggest things is research funding. If you look at the budget of the National Cancer Institute, only 4% of that is dedicated to childhood cancer research. And it's through research that we've been able to make advances. And we need to be able to understand genetic makeup of these tumors more. We need to understand why do some tumors metastasize and why others do not. We need to understand how we can work with our immune system to help kill the cancers better.
Dr. Kravecka, thanks for providing this update about childhood cancer.
It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.